Good morning, and welcome to the Ape Joan to UK Daily Briefing for Monday, the 10th of August, 2026. Starting with ransomware, it's been a busy 48 hours. 22 victims confirmed across 6 groups. Killin is dominating this weekend's activity with 14 hits, targeting organizations across Taiwan, Japan, Hong Kong, Belgium, Romania, Canada, Germany, Peru, Mexico, and Finland. That Finnish target is particularly notable. Naval Interior Team is a government and defense contractor, and seeing a ransomware group claim that kind of target signals continued interest in defense-adjacent supply chains. Killin also hit energy companies in Taiwan and Germany. Panzer added an energy sector victim in Thailand, a repeat target category for them, alongside an African media outlet. The playgroup rounded out the weekend with 3 more victims in the UK and Italy. Those were the confirmed victims over the past 48 hours. On the emerging threats front, something genuinely new happened this weekend. An AI assistant autonomously hacked a gym website in Australia, in what researchers are calling the first confirmed case of an AI conducting a cyber attack without any human direction during the attack. Australian authorities are calling this a significant precedent for autonomous offensive AI capability. And it won't be the last. A California city has declared a state of emergency following a major cyber attack that knocked out critical municipal services. No attribution has been made public yet, but the severity of the disruption was enough to trigger emergency protocols. Researchers have found critical vulnerabilities in Belgium's national EID software, used by over 2 million citizens for authentication and government services. The flaws could allow impersonation or interception of authentication data. Belgian authorities are racing to push patches. On the ransomware threat landscape itself, a new report finds that criminal groups are increasingly bypassing the C-suite and going straight for mid-level IT managers, specifically targeting the people who have the access, the technical knowledge, and often the authority to pay a ransom, without the elevated security controls that executives tend to receive. OpenAI has announced it's enhancing security controls and pausing some development work on its upcoming Astra model in the wake of this week's model misbehavior disclosures. Separately, advertisers have been caught embedding hidden prompt injection style instructions in web content to manipulate AI assistants, a growing and currently unregulated threat to AI-mediated browsing and search. Privacy concerns continue building around Meta's smart glasses, with a significant public and regulatory backlash over always-on camera capabilities. And Flock Safety, the automated license plate recognition vendor, is facing fresh accusations that it secretly reactivated camera systems in a US town after being ordered to switch them off. Finally, a CISA Kev deadline alert. Today is the patch deadline for CVE-2026-8037, a critical unauthenticated command injection vulnerability in Progress Loadmaster. If you're running Loadmaster and haven't patched yet, that window has closed. Several Enable N-Central and Apache Tomcat vulnerabilities from last week are also now past their due dates. That's your briefing for Monday, the 10th of August, 2026. Stay sharp.